Hi everybody, Andy here again. Well, yesterday I actually uploaded a YouTube video sort of bemoaning the state of the music industry at the moment and the fact that there doesn't appear to be too much around to get excited about in the way of new music and new bands. I'm not talking about older bands releasing stuff. But last night on BBC4, I watched a particular programme, classic album series that they do on there. And if you're interested in music generally, but especially like rock based music, but it's not just that type of style of music, they have some great programs on there on a Friday night, classic albums, old gigs, that type of thing, and often programs about specific genres of music, etc. But last night they had a classic album, and I watched one the other week about Black Sabbath's Paranoid album. And what it does, it sort of transports you back to those sort of classic albums and makes you sort of reevaluate them and brings them back into your mind. The one last night was all about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and his third album, Damn the Torpedoes, an album that I've always really enjoyed from when it came out in the sort of late 70s, I think it was 79. And it's always been one of my sort of favourite albums. And now it's obviously viewed as a classic album, which is quite good, and you realise that, you know, oh, you've latched onto something that's pretty good here. But one of the things that was mentioned in there, the particular producer for that album was a guy called Jimmy Iovine, who you probably may well have heard of because he's produced some very, very well-known artists and albums throughout the years, including stuff obviously with Tom Petty. But how he got involved, because this was going to be Tom Petty's third album, and Jimmy Iovine got involved, and he said that he likes to produce album, the third album by a particular band or artist, and he named two or three himself. Patti Smith's third album, Easter, which he actually produced. Also, he mentioned Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen being his third album. And that got sort of got me thinking about sort of third album syndrome. We always think of the first album as being the big one, the second album being the difficult album, and maybe that's what it is. The third album is when you sort of hit your stride. And I've just done a very quick search. The Beatles' third album was actually Hard Day's Night. There you go. So maybe that's when they hit their stride. U2, their third album was the album War. Not my favourite album of theirs, I must admit, but it was the first album of theirs that got to number one in the UK, and it spawned the tracks New Year's Day, which got them into the charts in America, and obviously Sunday Bloody Sunday. And an interesting thing, there's a point there about that, but this also took me back to that particular album, the Damn the Torpedoes album, and they were talking about how it came about. And they were one of those sort of bands, an American band who grew up as kids, teenagers in Florida, went to get fame and fortune over there in Los Angeles. And in America, they didn't do too well. Their first album came out, and they actually came over to Britain in 1977 and toured with Nils Lofgren, who you may know from the Bruce Springsteen's band. You know, there's a connection there straight away. And I remember that. I remember that tour. I never actually went to, but I remember that particular tour because I was listening to Tom Petty music. And as he said, to quote an old expression, they couldn't get arrested in America, and yet they came to Britain at the time of the sort of punk explosion. Because I suppose they were certainly weren't punks, but they had an edge to them. They had an energy to them. There was a bit of anger in there, especially in some of the songs from the first album, and also Damn the Torpedoes a bit later as well. That might be the reason that they were taken on board a little bit here. The first album, I remember, of Tom Petty's, he was wearing like an old leather motorbike jacket and that sort of thing. So there was a bit of attitude, I think, and that's why we took him to heart here. And that particular tour, I remember, I'd say it sticks in my mind, I remember rave reviews of that particular tour and thinking, ah, because two artists that I've always really enjoyed, and I thought, I'd love to go and see that. It took them a year before that first album actually got into the charts in America, which is quite amazing. Come the third album, as I said, that was the big one. That was the one that sort of shot him really into sort of the worldwide fame and fortune, I suppose, and the respected musician, etc., that he's become over the years, and I've followed his career since. But that is still, I think, apart from the first album, I think the Damn the Torpedoes album is still a great album, and it's really good, those particular programmes, even if it's not your favourite album, or even, you know, something you don't consider to be a particular favourite of yours. It's quite interesting to hear the musicians and the producers and sit down with the old tapes and play different things. I learned things about especially the Damn the Torpedoes album, but as I said, the Paranoid album the other day with Black Sabbath, and they've done some classics, Dark Side of the Moon, etc., the Sex Pistols, and you know, they go right back, all different types of genres, as I've said. Very interesting, gets you back into it, but once again just reinforces that point that I made in that video yesterday. That old music ain't half good, and it makes you wonder whether you're going to see anything quite like that again. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.